Good morning. It is just about 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka, Alaska. And in the studio with me this morning, I am happy to say, is Ms. Willow Moore. She's the executive director of Braveheart, which is, for those of you who don't know, I'll let her explain what that is. In case you're new to our community, you won't want to miss out on finding out about Braveheart.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning. Great to see you.
Thank you.
So give us a little overview of Braveheart, and then we'll get to your events, which are coming up.
Great. So Braveheart Volunteers is an organization that was formed in 2001 by concerned nurses who wanted a variety of options for people caring for loved ones with chronic illness, terminal illness, people who are end of life, people who are isolated. They just wanted options and support for families facing some of life's greatest challenges. And so it really started with two nurses and a whole host of physicians and community members. And throughout, you know, throughout a year or so, they had formed this organization, applied for a grant, and Braveheart began. So now, you know, 2012, almost 2013, all these years later, Braveheart serves around 400 individuals and families a quarter, so 400 people on average a quarter, and it provides a host of community events and organizational gatherings. And then, we work one-on-one with families and individuals facing chronic illness, terminal illness, end of life, or grief and bereavement, and also isolation as well. So a whole range of things that are tailored to be meeting the exact needs of the family or individual.
So you have a lot of volunteers, I know, and there are more volunteers coming up here in just, I guess tomorrow is your event that you're in to talk about. So
exactly, volunteers make Braveheart run. From those that visit weekly with someone, you know, spend several hours or a couple hours each week with an isolated community member, to people who come together and make our Bowls event, which is our Braveheart Bowls event coming up on December 5th. That's our biggest fundraiser of the year, so it really makes all of our services possible. So one thing tomorrow, even closer than our Bowls event, we prepare for our Bowls event by having our Bowl-a-thon, which is a partnership with University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus, and is made possible by Elizabeth Zacher, who is the professor for the art department.
Right.
And so she hosts, and this is happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. again at the UAS Sitka campus. She'll be hosting
the throw-a-thon.
Exactly. So frequently asked questions about this event is, if I don't have pottery experience, if I'm not a potter, can I come? And the answer is absolutely. It's free of charge. Everyone is welcome, all ages. I will certainly be bringing my children. You can throw bowls on the pottery wheels. There'll be experienced potters and other artists in the studio to help. But you can also come and pinch pots. You can paint already thrown bowls that have been fired. There's all kinds of options. So something there for everyone between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow.
So you don't actually have to throw if you don't want to. You can you can do other things.
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. Back in the day, a few years ago, it used to just be basically potters who did all the bowls.
Yeah.
But now you've incorporated it into something broader.
Yeah, and again, that's all Liz Zacher. It was her idea, but this is our third annual throw-a-thon, and it's just been a blast. It's really helped us meet the needs. There are more referrals than ever to Braveheart, of course, following that national trend. All the community providers are finding the same thing, and so we've increased the number of bowls that we sell, and that helps us raise the money to provide the services.
Well, I know your auction is pretty well attended in December, and this year it's the 5th of December. Is that right?
That's correct.
So these bowls that will be thrown tomorrow will be ready to be auctioned on the 5th.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not that far away. Seems like it should be, though. But anyway, so tomorrow from 10 to 2 over at UAS in the large ceramic studio, I'm assuming is where that's going to take place.
And definitely, if you are attending, please do prepare to be working with clay. So messy.
Yeah, aprons are really a good idea. I found out from taking a couple classes over there. And then the auction is the 5th of December, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that as we get closer. What else is Braveheart up to these days? You mentioned before we open the mic, you've got some other things.
That's right. On the 28th of this month, we're going to have an Alzheimer's disease and related dementia conference. And so that is open to the public, to healthcare providers, to families, individuals caring for, whether it's distance caregiving, local caregiving, in your own home caregiving. All are welcome to this free Alzheimer's disease and related dementia conference. And we'll have a variety of local professionals that will be presenting on a range of topics. And
yeah, I've heard feedback on that from people that I know that have attended previous ones, and it seems that it's very it's always been kind of a surprise that, oh my gosh, in our community we have all these incredible professionals that put this conference on, you know, and do speaking engagements. And the wealth of knowledge and information, I think, surprises people sometimes.
We are very fortunate. Back to the volunteer thing, the professionals that are presenting will be volunteers, too. We just couldn't do it without them. So important to have that when you're caregiving for a loved one, to have access to free information when everything costs so much, that, you know,
sure,
all over. So we're very grateful.
So if a person were thinking about volunteering but hadn't got around to doing that with Brave Hearts yet, this might be a way of getting kind of a chance to meet a lot of people that already maybe are volunteering.
Absolutely, yeah. And so the 28th, the conference on November 28th will start at 12 p.m. at Braveheart. We'll be serving a lunch in our offices at the Pioneer Home Manager's House.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you need people to register for that, or?
People are very welcome. Of course, as we're serving food, we prefer that early registration. It takes place.
So you can get
ahead, let
count.
Us know. Yep. But especially as caregivers and people who are caring for people with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, it's hard to plan your schedule sometimes. Same thing with busy healthcare professionals, etc. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely welcome drop-ins.
Okay, great. And that starts at noon and goes until?
It normally goes until 2 p.m.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge time commitment for folks.
Nope.
And that's, again, on Wednesday, the 28th of November. That's coming up. So the other thing that you wanted to kind of take a minute to talk about, and we do have a little bit of time here, is the Community Foundation. Can you give us a little background on that? And then,
yeah, so taking off my Braveheart hat, the Sitka Community Foundation project has been around for years. In fact, I've heard people talking about the project 20 years ago and making plans way back then. But in the last 3 months, the main focus has been, there's been a large group of people, probably around 50 have attended different events over the last few months, much more than that at our big public events. But the core group of people got together and said, let's learn about the options for community foundations in Sitka, and let's learn from experts all over the state, let's learn from national experts, let's hear from financial planners, let's see if this idea is a good one for Sitka, because many of us, including myself, have been in communities where we see the enormous difference investing money long-term in your community can make, and from scholarships to kids, college scholarships that kids couldn't otherwise afford or families couldn't otherwise afford, to funding nonprofits, to, I mean, it's just a huge range. It's long-term planning.
How does that work, kind of, a community foundation? Like, what does it sort of look like in other communities that you guys have studied?
There are so many different forms. So what this group is looking at, the main two options there's in Sitka mm-hmm. at this time, is you could be a part of the Alaska Community Foundation and as an affiliate, which takes away so much of the work. You're not starting up a new 501c3. You're not forming a huge special interest board that can invest your money, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of options. And that takes away some of the local control, even though there's a local board, and you can still have a foundation. So this is just a nutshell of that.
So that's one option.
That's one option. And then, of course, there's the starting your own 501c3 option, and mm-hmm. being your own entity, investing your own money, making your own long-range plans. And then there's being a regional. Juneau has community foundation that could be a regional possibility. So all these things are being explored. Nothing has been decided yet. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth and really final option was, this wasn't a good option for Sitka at this time. And so the group has been very open-minded and just learning this. Mm-hmm. And so now today at noon at Harrigan Centennial Hall, we're going to review in detail all of these four options and decide, do we want to move forward or not?
And that's open to the public, obviously.
Absolutely.
That meeting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So that's taking place today.
Yep.
You're kind of a busy woman.
As if
Braveheart isn't, you know, pretty busy already. So just give us a quick reminder on the end times on tomorrow's throw-a-thon for Braveheart.
Great. So first, any questions on any of the events or items I just discussed, you can reach me at 747-4600.
Okay.
And the throw-a-thon is tomorrow, November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at University of Alaska Southeast. Again, all ages, everyone welcome. It's free of charge. And that is in preparation for the Bowls event, Wednesday, December 5th. We also invite all interested parties to the free Alzheimer's disease and related dementia conference on November 28th.
That's two Wednesdays from now, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then finally, the Community Foundation meeting is 12 p.m. today at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And again, all are welcome.
Okay. Thanks for coming in this morning. Executive Director of Braveheart here in Sitka, Willow Moore. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.